Let's stay on the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with the Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel Jr. Curtis, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate you being with us this morning. Before we talk about a couple of topics, I just wanted to get a take from you on an interesting issue. There's someone running for the Ingham County Register of Deeds. And what this individual told me that if she's elected, she will submit, if I will, a program that would merge the Register of Deeds office with the clerk's office because she doesn't believe there's need for a full-time Register of Deeds. What's your take on that?
Well, Tony, I mean, we get into the politics in election years, and you know, I mean, obviously, policy is one of the issues we want to talk about. In terms of in this race, we've had a Register of Deeds office separate from the clerks since 1835 in this county. When I was on the Board of Commissioners, we never took this issue up because we never believed it was actually a good idea for the people. I believe that having elected officials in charge of these departments makes them directly responsible for the people. I answer my own phone, and I put together programs that benefit the people because, in all honesty, they're my boss, and I have to go back every 4 years to ask for their vote. I think when you start removing elected officials from that process, it's not a good thing. I think if you talk to the counties that actually have combined offices in places that are as large as us, the Register of Deeds actually office goes by the wayside. They appoint a bureaucrat, and they really don't have time to actually focus on the issues that we're focusing on. So I think I've done a good job for the last 4 years, and I think I'll be rewarded with another 4 years. But I don't think this is a serious issue. It takes two-thirds of the Board of Commissioners to actually combine offices. When it was taken up earlier this year, there were only four votes. So I just don't think it's that serious. In all honesty, I think if you're going to be making an issue like that, you should at least have spent a day in the office, understood what goes on there, and spent some time actually reviewing it yourself. And I just don't think that's been done in this case.
Well, Kate Mortensen, in this instance, believes that if your office just focused on registering deeds, if you will, and not on other things, that that job could be handled by the city clerk. Do you believe that the clerk could handle that position as well as their own duties?
I don't believe so. In all honesty, when you look at counties that have combined offices, the clerk's job is a very demanding job. I mean, Tony, you know, when the Board of Commissioners talked about it, they talked about giving me a $20,000 raise to do both jobs. I wasn't interested in that. I turned the $20,000 down because I believe that we need two separate positions. So it really has nothing to do with me trying to keep a job or anything else. I mean, if they had combined the offices, I don't believe we would have run for the combined office, and I believe we would have won. But the issue is should they be combined? I don't see any good policy reason that they should. We deal with completely different types of records. We have completely different standards for keeping them. We are located in different locations. The clerk has two locations. We have one. We're not in the same floor of the building. I'm not even sure how you would actually put it all together or how one person would be expected to manage it all. In all honesty, I believe this is about politics and not policy. And if anybody who actually believes this is a good idea, the one thing they should do is actually spend a day in the office actually building knowledge about how this actually works. And so far, not one member of the Board of Commissioners who actually supports this, of the four that I actually did, has spent a day in the office, and neither has anyone else. So I honestly don't believe this is about real policy. I believe this is about politics. And that's fine. Elections are fun. And I look forward to the campaign.
What do you mean by politics?
It's a campaign you're talking.
You know, get specific. Well, why is this even being brought up?
I think the Ingham County Republican Party wanted to run a candidate for Register of Deeds. And there aren't a whole lot of issues. I think anybody who's spent the last 4 years watching my office There aren't a lot of issues you can bring up. We've done a good job. We've improved the accuracy of the records. We've improved the time that actually things are recorded. We've gone out and fought for people in terms of this foreclosure fraud stuff. And we've built a number of programs that help protect citizens. And so there aren't a lot of issues to actually attack me on, so they attack the office in general and say it shouldn't exist. In my opinion, that's just not the right way of going about it, and I think it's about politics. But obviously, if we're going to debate this at some point, I'm more than happy to do that.
Let's talk about the Board of Commissioners voting on a resolution to fund your foreclosure program for another year.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. We're going in front of the Board of Commissioners this week for a relatively small amount of money in terms of government dollars, $60,000. We've been able to provide a program that has offered assistance.
Hey, Curtis, I'm running short of time. Can we go to our break and then bring you back in a few minutes?
I'll be happy to do the break.
We'll be right back with Curtis Hertel Jr., who's the Ingham County Register of Deeds, on 1320 WILF. For segment two of our conversation with Curtis Hertel Jr., he's the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Curtis, before we talk about the funding to extend a program that your office has been working with, tell us about the program, its genesis, if you will.
Yeah, you know that last year we found massive amount of fraud in the documents that were filed in foreclosures in Ingham County. We found thousands of cases that we referred to the Attorney General's office where the signings just weren't correct, and we just found illegal activity. So what we decided to do was develop a foreclosure fraud hotline. And we opened up a phone number and let people call in to tell us the story of what they were experiencing. And we started hearing these awful horror stories of banks not returning phone calls and people being in the middle of modifications but still getting foreclosed. People being told to actually miss payments. And we thought that was wrong. So we went to the Board of Commissioners and we got funding for an attorney, Perry Thompson, who works with Legal Aid for South Central Michigan now, was a private attorney in private practice making good money doing foreclosure defense, but believed in this enough that he took a pay cut and went and worked for legal services. So for $60,000, we have seen over 140 cases of foreclosure fraud and helped Ingham County citizens fight back against these illegal foreclosures.
Now, as you mentioned, the board has giving you more funding. How much was it, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, we had $60,000 last year, and this week we're going to the board for another $60,000. We're not trying to spend any more money than what we spent last year, but we need to keep this program going. We have seen a dramatic drop in foreclosures in Ingham County, but there are still a lot of people out there hurting, and we still see a lot of illegal practices. And we want to make sure that we can fight the banks back and get people modifications. To be clear, this program is not to try to get people free homes. What it is trying to get good people who played by the rules, who want to stay in their house, the ability to actually fight against the bank for the illegal practices and to get a modification on the back end so we can keep those people in their home and keep the property values up in Ingham County.
There is a new, I can't say new, the Bucket out in Williamston was a property that was foreclosed on, and I happened to be coming out of the movie and stopped in there and talked with the owner. Apparently, he was able to get his house in order. He's got a liquor license, and he's reopened. And do you know anything about that business?
No, I'm not. The Bucket, you said?
Yeah, it's called The Bucket. It's a family-type restaurant. They were a bit upscale, and he's kind of changing it to make it more family-friendly, but it was foreclosed on, and I'm going to have him on the program so I can learn a little bit more about that, but that was an establishment that was shut down because of tax issues, and I know that it was going to, I would guess, be foreclosed on because I saw the paperwork, but it's reopened, so... what I wondered is, do you see many businesses or many people with their homes able to, you know, avoid foreclosure by getting their house in order?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that what we're seeing now is, if you have an attorney, if you go to counseling programs, we have a financial counseling program available through the county as well. If anybody is in trouble, they just have to dial 211 on their phone, and they get access to free financial counseling for citizens in this county. But people that actually are proactive and try to do all the right things and try to get legal help and do all those things are more likely to stay in their home. Not everybody gets to do that, but they're more likely. So, yes, we are seeing a lot of people. And the good news is the economy is recovering. So people that actually before, even if they had a legal case, it was no good because they didn't have the money to make the modification payments even if they did win. Now that's changing. We actually have people who can make these modification payments. So I think we are starting to see a turnaround in this community.
For people who want more information on the Ingham County Foreclosure Prevention Program, where can they go?
If they actually want to sign up for the program, if they actually are looking to sign up, they just have to call my office at 676-7210. That's the Foreclosure Fraud Hotline. If they want to tell us their story or if they need help, have them call there. If they just want to talk to me personally, as always, my direct line is answered by me, 676-7250, or they can call my cell, 517-281-3574.
All right, Curtis, I'm going to take you up on that debate. I'm going to have both of you here in studio, and we'll debate in fine fashion.
Sounds like a fun time, darn.
Now, where's the love and compassion? That sounded like it'd be a pain in your side.
No. I love campaigns. We're already getting ready to knock doors. We're going to start knocking doors in the next week. My plan is to get to as many houses as possible. I like campaigns. I don't have any problem with it. I just want to make sure that we're talking about the issues that matter to people. You know, the people don't really care about, you know, whether my office is elected or appointed. The reality is that it costs money either way. What they care about at the end of the day is that somebody's keeping an eye on their records, that somebody's making sure that the banks are held to task, that someone's making sure that Ingham County residents have access to good information and also access to legal help when there are problems. And that's what we've provided. So I'm more than happy to debate my record against anybody's.
All right, Curtis Hertel, Jr., the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony.